Death of a Celebrity by M.C. Beaton.
To Benjamin Wiggin of Huntington Hall, Warwickshire, with affection. Death of a Celebrity, Chapter 1. The fault, dear Brutus, lies not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. William Shakespeare. Hamish Macbeth did not like change, although this was something he would not even admit to himself, preferring to think of himself as a go-ahead, modern man. But the time warp that was the village of Lochdoo in northwest Scotland suited him very well. As the village policeman, he knew everyone. He enjoyed strolling through the village or driving around the heathery hills, dropping in here and there for a chat and a cup of tea. The access to Lochdoo was by a single, twisting, one-track road. It nestled at the foot of two huge mountains and faced a long sea loch down which Atlantic winds brought mercurial changes of weather. Apart from a few tourists in the summer months, strangers were few and far between. The days went on much as they had done for the past century, although sheep prices had dropped like a stone, and the small farmers and crofters were feeling the pinch. From faraway Glasgow and Edinburgh, authoritative voices suggested the crofters diversify, but the land was hard and stony and fit only for raising sheep. Sir Hamish felt the intrusion into his world of a newspaper office was unsettling. The owner-editor, Sam Wills, had taken over an old Victorian boarding house on the waterfront, and with the help of a grant from the Highlands and Islands Commission, had started a weekly newspaper called Highland Times. It was an almost immediate success, rising to a circulation of nearly 1,000, and that was a success in the sparsely populated area of the Highlands, not because of its news coverage, but because of its columns of gossip, its cookery recipes, and, above all,